Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
That's your big girl voice?
Nah, can you hear me?
You should have heard this nigga when he was talking to the Instagram model.
Oh, shit.
Panties got wet instantly.
Oh, this is very white.
My boxer drawers got too moist.
Hey, girl.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Yo, what up? What up? It's another episode coming to you live from the basement. We got Mild Sauce coming to y'all. We got Q.
Yo.
Nas. Sherrod.
Yo.
I'm your host, Kels, and tonight we got a special guest. My boy, Eddie. He's a local thespian.
Lesbian.
Thespian. You gotta expand your vocabulary, my brother.
You throwing too many big words at him.
Too many big words. Okay, he's a local actor.
Thank you.
He's out here doing this thing. He's actually going to plug, one of the new things that he's going to be working on right now.
Yeah.
Eddie, welcome to the show, my bro.
Thank you for having me.
If y'all don't know, Eddie is an avid listener of what we do. He's a supporter of Mild Sauce, and he's a white dude, and he loves the show. So, Eddie.
Diversity is key in America.
Sir. Yes, it's very.
My man. So, what you working on, man?
Right now, I'm working for Otherworld Theater Company. It's Chicago's only venue for sci-fi and fantasy theater.
Okay.
It's pretty great. We're doing a show right now. It's called Fight Quest, where it's very interactive theater. It's a choose-your-own-adventure show. So all say right. You come to the show. There's going to be a bunch of characters for you to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Whose story do you want to hear? Pick that character. We have a narrative for that character.
Oh, shit.
And then throughout the show, we will ask the audience questions. What do you want to happen? And the audience will pick whichever they want to happen, and we'll act out that
narrative. It's like a video game?
It sounds like
escape room for theater?
A little bit, kind of.
It sounds like Black Mirror's Bandersnatch.
A little bit. A little bit, where it's like you choose what you want to happen.
That's
except this one is going to be, it's a Game of Thrones themed.
And when is that?
Yeah, it's going to be opening on March 8th and runs every weekend through March.
Yo, Game of Thrones is coming back. I'm
Yo,
excited.
Two more months.
I'm excited. But it was cold as fuck.
Oh,
last
the
week.
Theme every week for the
winter
last
is
3 weeks.
Here.
All right, winter is here. How was this week for y'all, though?
Not bad. Today was cold as fuck.
Today
yeah,
was cold
the
as
week
fuck
was fuck. Actually good. We got, what, 50 one day?
Mm-hmm.
And then Sub-Zero and motherfucking Elsa was like, wait a minute, we ain't through? And it was
them
fucking 9 degrees
winds,
today.
Yo.
And it was windy. Man, that shit don't make no sense, but it's a good week. Can't complain too much for me.
That's what's up. What about you, Sherrod? You a little quiet today, man.
Oh, no, I had a stressful week at work, but everything good. Everything
so
Gucci now.
Yeah,
oh, no, I can't talk about it.
Day.
I don't want to get fired, so
okay, yeah,
I'm drinking
cool,
this Blue
yeah.
Swift
yeah, don't
Martell.
Get fired on your day off, Craig.
Hopefully, they be a sponsor of our show, Martell Blue Swift.
Yeah, we love drinking, y'all, but y'all ain't paying.
Right.
Get with it. But anyway, let's get right into the show, man. So, Bow Wow's catching a lot of flack right now, and we want to talk about it and try to kind of get everybody's opinion. If you haven't seen it, we're going to throw some pictures up on the gram and on Facebook, but his girlfriend got nut ass.
Beat that ass.
Ex-girlfriend.
Well, of course she the ex now. She can't be his current. But
she might be, you know.
Yeah, well.
Them fighting ass relationships.
Well, actually, I was about to say, that's more so we see the women stick around in abusive relationships. I don't know how to
She beat me.
Right.
Look, he gonna be on the billboard. She said she loved me.
But on a more serious note, abuse is wrong no matter who the abuser is.
This is true.
But Bow Wow's catching a lot of flack because he didn't whoop her ass, which is weird. But well, let me give both sides of the spectrum real quick, and then we'll let you have it. Bow Wow's catching flack because he didn't whoop her, but in the same token, if he would have put his hands on her, it would have been he's all kind of everything but Bow Wow. We would have called him a woman beater,
an abuser. It's
just crazy because
his picture is the one that's floating around, though. Like, usually the woman picture is floating around with bruises,
mm-hmm.
but it's his picture that's
it's
floating around with bruises.
He loves attention. But no, she actually got wounds, too. You can't, well,
her pictures
marks.
Just ain't out.
You just, she said, they said they're not visible. His was on his face. They said she had marked as well. But
so that means he did hit her.
He did what Sherrod always talked about. Pinch the motherfucker
under
her
arms.
If you pinch a woman under her arms, you won't leave no bruises. So when the police come, I ain't even hit the bitch. I ain't hit her.
But did he sit her down though with that pinch?
You gotta sit her down.
I think that's with a blow. You gotta give her knock the wind.
You gotta hit her in her sternum.
What?
One, you don't hit her.
Don't get these ideas, you don't have
bro. Multiple hits. It's just one hit in her sternum. She'll sit the bitch down. She'll like, oh.
Bro, you better not ever
right
be
in the
out
diaphragm. You're gonna lose all your air and then just go down.
Yeah, but, she's like, oh shit.
Nobody should be hitting nobody. That's the first point of this, is that people need to keep their hands off. Because at the end of the day, if Bow Wow would have hit her, he could seriously hurt her, and then we'd be looking at another Chris Brown situation where he done beat some girl up. Uh-huh. And so we need to be applauding Bow Wow for restraining her opposed to abusing her. Because he could have did that. But yeah, she shouldn't be touching him. Because if he hit her like she hit him or clawed, she fucking clawed his face. He had bruises on his body. I'm mad he took pictures though, like he was CSI came and took pictures of him. He did post all the bruises, but
wasn't the story?
He posted it.
Yes.
He posted it. He like got the camera like this.
He holding it like a selfie, but he got it on his bruise.
Let me ask you a question. I heard the story was about like he was going to a party and he didn't invite her, and she got mad at the fact that she wasn't invited to the party, and she started going ham on him. Was that true? I read that in the article.
I don't care enough about Bow Wow to actually to know research what happened. Unfortunately, it's trending, so we got to talk about it.
Like, I grew up with majority women in my family. Right. So like my closest siblings, I got three older sisters. I'm the only boy. So they told me if a woman put their hands on you, if you deserve it, you take it on the chin. Like, you that take your L and walk away. But if you didn't deserve it, you just having an argument and a woman just hit you for no reason, and you trying to walk away from the situation, and she keep scratching you and beating your ass, you got to defend yourself. So defending yourself is body slam, suplexing her ass on the table.
Through the table like Bubba Ray and D-Von.
Hell yeah. 3D.
The table.
She scratched my cheek, so I gave her a DDT.
Right.
Hell yeah. If a woman scratch you, that means she don't love you.
Hey, Stone Cold Stunner.
So how you
No.
Nigga, no, I'm gonna tell
you.
Like hold on, let me tell y'all a story real quick.
Slammed on your hardwood.
I think I know this story.
So
did you get the table?
I went up north. We was going to this is one of my exes. Mm-hmm. So we was going up north, and all of a sudden she was talking to some other nigga. I said, I'm tired of this shit.
Guess
so
light skinned brothers go through that too.
Hell yeah, we always go through that. But anyway, so I got in the car. I ain't saying shit. I said, I'm tired of this shit. She said, what the fuck you got there? She stole off of me. Damn. While I'm in the passenger seat, she driving, she stole off of me. Damn. I said, bitch, if you hit me one more time, it's going to be a fucking problem. Then her friend in the back seat.
You like that word, huh?
Hell yeah, these some bitches. But anyways, her friend in the back seat was clawing me, like clawing my neck and hitting me in the back of the head.
They tagged team.
Guess what I did, though?
They Bella Twins.
Hold on, guess what I did, though? Pulled up in front of her crib. Guess what? I have Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather. Mike Tyson in the left hand, because I'm left-handed, and Floyd Mayweather in the right hand. I was giving them bitches combos. Oh, for real.
What do you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
We laugh.
I'm laughing because the dominant hand is Mike Tyson.
First of all, I said, stop hitting me. Please stop. I was like, please stop hitting me. So I'm trying to get out the car. I'm going to send it first to Jeffrey trying to jump out the car.
First
to
Jeffrey.
He an Eastside nigga.
No, I was trying to jump out the car. First of all, she ripped my favorite Express shirt. I was like, what the fuck? Then I'm walking down the street. All of a sudden, they pulled the car over. They jumped out on me. And guess what?
See,
they got
you
four pieces
the wind
in the combo.
Out ass, it wouldn't even been
oh,
no
guess
more
what? Oh, it was magical. If you hit me, and if it's for a reason, like if I did you bogus, like on some foul shit, mm-hmm. and you hit me, you know what? I would walk away and say, you know what? I take that L. But if we having an argument and you hit me, oh, we it's World War III, baby. Mm.
Eddie.
How do y'all handle this?
How do the whites handle this?
You rush too into that because I want to ask how would he handle it?
It's the whites.
And then I would ask
how the whites handle it.
How do whites do that?
Well, I can't speak for all of us.
Right.
Yes, you can.
I'm going to. Don't worry. I'm going to.
We have four different perspectives. So
that's true.
No, to a degree, I was like, I had always said to myself where it's like,
Please don't tell me you beating these bitches.
I always said to myself, regardless of anybody, I will never hit somebody first.
Okay. Male or female?
Male or female. I will never hit somebody first. Now, I honestly don't ever want to hit a female.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I ever will.
So you don't have the... Okay, you don't have the desire.
No, I don't have the desire. But I can understand.
But I play hockey.
No, 100%. I play hockey.
When the gloves go down.
No, I've had situations like that because I play... playing hockey, it's a contact sport.
I feel it. It's actually a great analogy.
Even playing now, like in my leagues now, they're co-ed. Mm-hmm. So, there are women on opposing teams.
Okay.
And I've had women come up. It's a non-checking league because we all got to go to work in the morning.
True.
You know, nobody wants to hit anybody. We just all want to play a game and have fun.
Got it.
So, but I've been in a corner and I've had a woman bigger than me come up and skate as fast as she can. Shut up. Come up and skate as fast as she can and just slam me into the boards. And it's a very moral dilemma because it's like, you're a woman and I don't want to hit you.
Your first instinct
But
is...
you came at me, I will drop the gloves and I will fuck you up.
Dang.
Hey, 0 to 100. But it's in the Mike context. Tyson and Mayweather.
Yeah, he cross-checked the bitch now.
I'm just saying, it's within the context of the situation. Like, no, I don't want to hit her, but if you're going to come at me like that, if you're going to play the game the way you want to play the
Let's
game,
play.
I will play.
Okay, and I'm not totally mad at that.
Well, I'm gonna end this segment with some human dignity here.
Nas,
you got something to say?
Nas, say something.
Before Nas says anything, I love how your how your tone of this
I stand by knocking the wind out the air
because pre-show.
Listen, okay, well look, they want me to give my pre-show. God damn it, I'm gonna give it.
Pre-show, you and Sherrod was Mike Tyson.
No, I'm not Mike Tyson.
There wasn't a dominant hand,
and I'm not Mayweather. All I'm saying is, if you have to defend yourself, the best way to do it is to knock the wind out their ass. If you ever had the wind knocked out you, it sit you down. Like you literally, you can't breathe. So you stop everything. You be like, I've had the wind knocked out of me. So I know how that shit feel. I had big brothers. They used to fuck me up.
You're proposing?
And look, you can hit them in their chest. But look though, you can hit them and you're not going to hurt them. Like you're not finna break their bones. You're not going to give them a concussion. They going to get their win in a few seconds. And they going to be like, what the fuck you just do to me? And I'll be like, look, you was chilling.
I
can't believe that's what you got to chill out.
What did you just do to me?
I sat your ass down. Like you was tripping. But just punch him in the chest, right in the diaphragm. And boom, they going to be like.
Ladies, I don't want to take you away.
Mouse House is going to need a break after this. Really, it's two.
This is an outlier. It's very.
No, we all joking.
Violence shit out.
Yo,
if you heard the show before, we do not advocate violence in any way.
Shit, I do if you hit me.
But self-defense.
Or you come up on me strong on the hockey court.
Or hockey.
No, I'm just, if you're going to play the game, if you want to play the game that way, then yeah, I'll play the game.
No, I wasn't totally mad at you about that. I can't.
No, but I think, and honestly, I was just joking. But in real life, like the best way, like Sherrod said, sometimes men got to take it. If you know you fucked up, just take it. Hold them down until she calm down.
Because I'm a strong advocate for, yo.
Right, I could grab you. I could hold your arms. Yeah. I could get on top of you and make you not move and keep you still. But you don't have to hit them back. And that's probably what Bow Wow did. If you look, he got clawed up. So he probably was restraining her, and she got her nails out, and she was scratching and clawing. She didn't jab his ass. He ain't got no black eye like she was stealing off of him.
Yeah.
So I think he did the right thing in those situations, and that's what I would tell anybody. If you ever get caught up in a nigga moment, a relationship moment that goes south, you know, because nigga moments happen with women too.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just got to restrain them or remove yourself from that situation. Walk away. Don't knock the wind out nobody.
I was about to get you to preach, but then you ended it with that, so I can't condone what you just said.
But you want to knock the wind out of him? Damn.
I'm just talking about you pre-show, but we're going to talk about more relevant rappers right now. 21 Savage, 25. Ice got him. And I don't think none of us, when I first saw it, I thought it was a joke.
Because he's British.
Because I'm like,
he tricked
this
everybody.
Dude is British, but...
But he's been here since he was 10, right?
Like 12.
12. I heard 8, so it. 10
nah,
or 12,
last I knew it was like 12.
I'll accept him repping the A the way he reps the A.
Yeah.
I mean, either age, anything under Six. High school, you can rep it because high school is where you really grow
but,
up.
But how do you. how do you rep Atlanta like that if it was eight? Because, like I said, if it was 12 or whatever.
Just think, Ludacris reps Atlanta, but Ludacris from Chicago. He didn't move to Atlanta until his teenage years.
But why does, that's what I'm saying. Why doesn't he rep Chicago like he reps
Atlanta?
Because he
didn't grow because up in Chicago. You grow up in high school. And so like that's is, where you really become
but
who
you
are.
But he didn't grow up in Atlanta.
He did. He was like 12 when
he got
here.
He was 12 when he came here.
So that's.
I heard it was younger, but anyway, continue.
That's what I'm saying. Either well, even younger, younger even he better. Grew up
he
here.
He can claim it then.
Because he was in grammar school here and high school here. And so he probably didn't even realize as a young man, like, I'm an immigrant. He was just a kid. You know, his parents is the reason. And I did research on it. I want to give research so everybody know the situation. He knew his visa had expired. His parents came here, and they was the reason the visas expired. But he realized it, and he applied for a new visa like a year or two ago. But the visa process is so long and fucked up that it hasn't happened yet. And for them to deport him while he was trying to get his shit together was some bogus shit.
It is kind of fucked
is
up.
Is he deported
and I didn't
or is he just detained?
That I thought I see him at an airport with his kids like they were like he was leaving. So I'm not sure if he's still only detained or deported. I could look that up real quick, though, because that's a good question.
Yeah, a lot of people supported him. I think Jay-Z supposed to get him some legal representation. So hopefully that shit work out for him.
He going to be all right.
Yeah, I think he going to be good. And I love, you know, I wasn't a big fan of 21 Savage, but just when he initially came out, because he was a part of that whole Lil Uzi Vert, Kodak
Trash
Black.
Movement.
Yeah.
When it happened.
He started with them, and I was like, especially when I seen him in that cypher, I was like, nah, you all in that box, and I ain't messing with y'all. But as he progressed as an artist, I was like, man, I actually like his last album, I actually like was like in a hurry to grab.
Nah, he dope. He can spit.
Yeah, he can spit. Yeah. I like his flow, like, and he's new school. He was like, man, I wish I was rapper back in the 90s because it's 2K shit for weirdos. Like,
because if you heard this Breakfast Club interview, it was a while ago, and Charlamagne asked him, like, why you rap all this ignorant shit? He said, if I rapped all this conscious stuff, nobody would listen to me. Mm-hmm. So I need to get my foot in the door so I rap all this ignorant shit because people want to listen to the ignorant shit. So he's a conscious-minded brother. Because if he wasn't conscious, man, he wouldn't have no J. Cole in his fucking on his song with him or talking to him
and
stuff
don't
like that.
Cole don't really do features no more, so that's
well, he's been
volumes.
Doing them lately, but before
he's been doing them lately, but wasn't. You know he took a little stint where he wasn't. But we're not talking about Cole. We'll support him later. But.
He did get deported, by the way.
Okay, so he's gone back to Britain.
But no, but they have a
to the
UK, big. But me. Actually, first of all, they money more than in the U.S. First of all, London money, UK money is more than the U.S. dollar. And secondly, they have a better following of hip hop in London than in the U.S. So he gonna get his bread regardless, and he still could come
and
back
music
and travel
is worldwide. So
yeah, he still could travel. He still come back to the U.S., but he just can't live here.
But does to us that actually did the research and we posed that question, and I think we all now agree that he did grow up here. Does he lose credibility, like street cred? Because
hell no. London got some hood ass.
He
no,
wasn't
London
lying.
Got some hood ass niggas though.
But as far as what he's spitting about, because he's never talking about the streets of London.
But
he
lived
about
it.
No, he lived it. No,
he lived it in Atlanta.
Felonies.
Like he didn't lie.
He caught
about,
felonies as a young man.
I'm just asking the question. Yeah. I'm not saying.
No, I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. The answer is that everything he rapped about was what he lived. Like he wasn't lying, telling nobody else's story. He grew up in Atlanta, and I think it's foolish, actually, to try to be like, he ain't from Atlanta. Like, what do you mean he ain't from Atlanta?
Everybody got ghetto.
And then can tell you what high school he went to. I guarantee it's Atlanta high school. That he could tell you what gang and what hood he represent or whatever he was from. I guarantee he could tell you that. So that's where he from. Like, you can't take that away from him. That's like Chief Keef saying he not from Chicago because he live in L.A. now. Like, no, he's from where he from. He rep where he used to rep. And I don't know. I just think it's stupid. But I hope that for him, his family can figure it out. Because he got kids. And that's a lot of what people was talking about. Because his kids was born here. So they citizens. And he deported, but his kids still here. So now he got to go over there, figure out, you know, a life over there. Because he ain't, you know, he ain't got no home there. So it's just it's a situation that don't have to be. Because the government fucking with him. Like, true. They said that they picked on him and targeted him. Well, for what reason? because he's 21 Savage.
To make an example.
And I was talking to my coworker,
to make an example,
Eddie. And what did you tell me about your college buddies?
What is this again?
Your college buddies. You did say a lot of shit. But you said you had some college buddies who have school visas.
Oh, yeah. All of my, like, a bunch of my friends are, like, from college because I went to a performing arts school. A bunch of them came over from Canada. At least, like, two or three of them. And I guarantee you 100% they're still here to this day. They came over for student visas. Didn't ever renew them. They expired. They're illegal immigrants. But are they hurting anybody? Are they doing something? No. They're not. They're just here contributing to the economy.
So you're saying they got some white privilege going on? Just trying to say?
Oh, absolutely.
Damn.
100%.
Doing Black History Month, you admit this.
Yeah. And what a wall got to do with this? Wait, but what wall is stopping those immigrants?
It is cold over there.
Cold front.
Yeah.
But that's my point. Like, the wall is not going to stop immigration. They pick and choose who they want to fuck with.
I heard that Idris Elba was next.
Nah.
Oh, they sipping his bad.
Since we keep talking,
he on a good work visa.
Since we keep talking about United Kingdom actors, let's talk about your boy Liam, though.
Whoa.
I mean, the show is just flowing today. Like, y'all, shout out to the producer for doing her thing. So, Liam,
what did he do wrong?
So check it.
Quite a bit.
And you know,
it's not wrong to me, though.
I agree.
You agree?
And to an extent. It ain't too many times that me and you agree. Yeah, to an extent, I definitely agree. What I agree with. Well, first, let me read the statement. So, for those that don't know, y'all know exactly what he said. So, there was a situation where his daughter, she was raped, right?
Not his daughter. It was somebody he knew. A female friend.
Yeah.
I could have swore it was his daughter.
Nah, you trying to go off his movies or something?
Nah, his daughter was taken, nigga.
She was taken, not raping.
She was raped, too?
They tried to.
No, they raped her. Come on, now. It took him, like, 2 weeks to get her ass. That white pussy got ran through.
Yeah, she was at like
at an auction, nigga.
No.
They tried to traffic her.
Yeah, sex trafficker. She was getting it in. They took it in.
She was getting it in.
By mistake.
Well, y'all went way off, but so I can't find a quote, but basically what Liam said was his friend got raped, not his daughter. Excuse me. I did confuse it with the movie. His friend had an incident, and he said he wanted to find somebody and hurt this black bastard.
Anybody that was black, because she said a black man raped her.
Right, because he said a black man raped her, and anyone that crossed his path that was a black man, he was gonna hurt that black bastard.
He been watching a lot of American movies,
but he said it though in his Taken voice, like.
No, he definitely was talking to the people that took his daughter, and he was like, look, I have a special set of skills.
Well, that depends. Was he actually talking to them, or was it just a scene from Taken?
No. That was in real life.
A real life interview.
Right, this is him on the phone with his mama. But it was just crazy how easily that flowed, and that's not, in that point right there, I don't really have an issue with what he said.
Me either.
So you should have had outrage towards him.
When he had the thought, like, man, you just hurt my friend. You hurt a loved one. I'm going to hurt this black bastard. If it was me and it was someone that I loved and or cared about, and I asked her,
Who raped you?
Who raped you? And she's like, oh, this white dude. I'll be like, can't wait till I see that white motherfucker.
He said any motherfucking black person.
We'll see.
Out a black neighborhood.
That's where I disconnect, because I said I agree with the thought.
Of course, you're outraged. Somebody.
I agree with the thought. Once you walking around specific neighborhoods, now you're putting a whole race. You're doing that.
You grouped everybody.
Now we all rapists. Now we're all rapists.
And that's where I have the problem.
He was hoping that somebody black was to come at him wrong so he can get his rage out.
So he can get his rage out. And I'm like, Michelle Rodriguez, you can miss me with that, because that definitely doesn't validate him.
The one that was like, oh, he kissed me and it was fine.
No, he kissed Viola Davis.
But she the one said it.
Her up.
Yeah.
He threw her down, so she was like, He can't be racist. No one would do.
He's an actor.
He throwed her down.
Yeah, I'm an actor.
He
gets too, paid. But like,
yeah, he gets paid millions to throw whoever it is down.
I don't have to take no offense to that.
To what?
To what the fuck he said? Any of that?
To what he said or what he did?
To what he did and what he said.
You crazy, Jay.
No,
he didn't do anything, did he?
No, he didn't do nothing. But what I'm saying, like,
well,
if you,
well, he didn't actually go and beat somebody.
Listen,
did
what I'm saying. He was talking. Listen,
he was in Inglewood, waiting for somebody to fuck with him.
Listen,
yeah, no, that's fucked up. No,
yeah, this not Jesse. Okay, this not Jesse Smollett, whatever his name is, whatever. But anyways,
why are you
Smollett?
What Smollett? Simone, Jesse Simone, whatever his name is.
Yo,
anyways,
don't do that.
The gay Tupac.
Don't
okay,
stop playing. Hit him up.
Focus.
Hit him up.
Focus.
But anyways,
focus.
My issue is everybody getting outraged for something that he said out of anger. He wasn't in his right state of mind.
Yo, when you drunk and you speaking that truth, it's still truth.
Nah, fuck that. No, it's not.
Don't give it to me because you drunk.
Man, I was drunk numerous of times. I told women I loved him. I didn't.
Okay, that's
so that's dead right there.
But that was for you to achieve.
I was trying to get the right.
Right. That wasn't because you was drunk and you was really expressing yourself. That's because you had
ulterior
motives.
I was expressing myself.
No, you had ulterior motives, but focus on what we talking about.
He was talking out of anger.
Nah, I'm speaking out of drunkenness.
If an East Indian man raped somebody I care for, I want to kill all Indians.
Yeah,
you
right.
Wanna.
I wanna, but I don't wanna do it.
Are you gonna go to an Indian neighborhood? Yeah, are you gonna hang out in an Indian neighborhood?
Let's be real. Hold on.
And looking for Indians.
Hold on, let's be real. Did Liam Neeson go to a black neighborhood looking for black people?
Yes.
Yes.
Did he whoop a black person ass?
No.
You know why? He was a fucking afraid. He might get raped too. It's some super gay thugs out there.
I want to hear what Eddie got to say.
No, my thing about this is this, and I kind of saw this on the internet, so it's not really my idea, but I agree with it 100%.
Mm-hmm.
It's if Liam Neeson said that 10 years ago he had a friend that was bitten by a German shepherd, and then he spent the next however long, just every time he saw a German shepherd, he wanted to fucking kill that dog. PETA would be up his ass like nobody's deference. They would go through every single social media post that he had ever made looking for any kind of animal cruelty, looking for anything. Why is everybody so willing to just forgive him for this, just for being like, oh, well, sorry, I fucked up. I do believe he did fuck up. I believe 100%. Yeah, no, I said something back then. It was stupid. I shouldn't have done it, and I'm sorry for it. But then just say that. Don't say that, like, oh, I hung out in a fucking black neighborhood, blah, 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 and then this is that. Don't, but I'm not racist. Like, just be like, look, I fucked up. I had a horrible, shitty thing. I'm sorry for it.
Okay, well, that gives me a different perspective. So maybe I am upset about both.
I think you can be upset about both.
I'm not upset at all. I'm not.
Okay, look, let's say we're cute, because you know Q got something to say.
You know, he's long-winded like a motherfucker.
That's why you got to give him his time now.
For last.
I'm glad y'all saved me for last. So.
A tight-ass sweater.
Hater. My shit fresh. Fuck you, mean. I'm just fat. Shut up.
It's winter. No. You got to put on that little extra. Keep warm.
Exactly.
You can still cut your head off. He looks like a caveman, y'all.
Hey, it's Black History Month. Afro. But no, so.
You got a Jerry curl, G.
I have a few problems with Liam. Mm. Because this is not an old story. This is something that he said recently.
True.
He did not have to tell this story. There was no need for him to tell this story.
Just let it die. It didn't need to come out.
It didn't have to come out. He brought it out. So the first problem I have is that the fact that you felt that it was okay to even tell this story shows that you don't give a fuck about how black people is going to feel about this story. That in itself is racism. People be thinking racism is this racist act. Like, no. Racism is deeper than, you know, oh, that's a black person, I hate him. That's not how racism works.
Racism works. Is the system that's designed to work against you.
Exactly. And when you have it in your mind that it's okay to be like, I want him to go kill a nigga. Any nigga.
What
you say that shit all the time, nigga. Oh, you $5. I'm finna kill this nigga.
I wanna kill any nigga. I don't give a fuck. Shit. And the fact that he felt comfortable enough to say that publicly and on a microphone shows that he got a problem. And then the second part is, okay, we understand being upset about something that happened to your friend. We all can agree with that. Yeah, if something happened to somebody I care about, I'm going to be upset too, and I'm going to want to find that motherfucker like I'm Bruce Wayne looking for the motherfucker. But Bruce Wayne. At the same time, to actually go seek out any person of this race. Imagine if she said a white man did it. What was he going to do? Was he going to be like, well, was he Irish or German? Was he Norwegian or Swedish?
Thoughts and prayers.
Right. He's not going to do that. If she said Chinese, was he going, where's Chinatown?
Yeah, no, going to go walk around Chinatown. Yeah, roundhouse kick his chin off.
And so this shit is deeper than I don't like black people. I'm racist. Like, no. Your mentality is racist.
Yeah, he assumed that we're all bad.
We'll see.
Y'all going overboard now.
So even with gangs.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Kev. Drop the bomb on them, nigga.
Even with gangs, if a Stone kills a GD,
mm-hmm.
How do the GDs retaliate?
Mm-hmm. They killing all Stones.
I see one on site. It's done.
Does that make it better?
No, it don't.
Are you seriously comparing gang life to race?
It's the same shit.
Red against blue?
Bro, it's the same shit.
I'm just talking about what you stated.
No, I didn't state that. I didn't say shit about
you. What you
didn't say it was okay.
No, he didn't say it was okay, but he said that you look for a specific group of people.
Okay.
And once you see one, it doesn't matter who that person is, but gangs do the same thing. I don't feel like it's more humane.
Yeah, what?
I feel like it's more humane than it is race related.
I don't think he's racist. I don't think he knew he was racist. I'll put it that way. I don't think that he knows he's racist.
He's not racist.
I think this was a misguided attempt to prove that he's not racist. By telling this story, he's like, hey guys, look, see? I wanted to hurt a black guy, but I didn't. Look how great I am. Which is awful in itself, because you shouldn't just be seeking congratulations for not doing something shitty.
Exactly.
But like, true. You shouldn't be seeking congratulations for that. But that's honestly, I don't think Liam Neeson's racist. I don't want to believe Liam Neeson's racist because he was a Jedi and I love Star Wars.
But
I think he's privileged. That's 100%. What I think he is. I don't think he's racist. I just think he was coming from a place of, I can do whatever the fuck I want to do. I can say what I want to say because... who cares? It's not going to have any repercussions.
But you got to understand how this story fits in into Americans' history, into our history. You got many years of people saying, like, a white woman should come and say that this black guy raped me.
And he gets lynched immediately.
Retaliation would be the whole community to come back and kill and lynch all black people.
Or whichever one she point out. It don't even have to even be more, that same
like
person.
Black Wall Street, the same thing happened the same way. You had her... She came and said that a black man raped her. They came and burned down the whole goddamn town. So you understand the repercussions of what he's saying.
I can't wait till you start rebuilding Black Wall Street.
I need to, man. We need to. We need it.
Shit. You talk about that shit every single episode.
Hey. Every single episode. Just the black episodes.
That's what every single episode.
I say technically this is the only non-black episode that's in here.
True.
Apologies again. I'm sorry.
No apologies needed.
You a black guy. You light skin. You high yellow.
He high yellow. Right. If y'all see his work picture.
Shit. Yeah, high yellow. Damn, they're the same complexion.
He just light skin.
Black and white picture. It doesn't
look like no, fuck that. You a high yellow black man. Fuck that.
No.
Fuck that.
And he got the laugh to go
with
it.
So when you talk to these hoes.
Oh, man.
So when you talk to these hoes, say you high yellow black man.
He wants some black meat, too. Don't get him going.
Man, if you get some black coochie, man, that shit wet and moist, boy.
Wait, all right. No, as a fan, I have to bring this up. Who was the one that said white women are awesome? Because I will 100% refute that.
The words was, they are treat.
No.
No, they are not. Oh, what fucking treats have you been
eating? Hold on.
Holy shit.
No, wait.
I've had some bad treats. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, listen. I had some white head in Vegas. That shit was immaculate, though.
Okay. White head and white sex are different things.
Oh, yeah, no. I ain't talking about the sex, I'm talking about the head.
All right, then fine. I'll agree with you on that.
Okay.
She was like 48, too.
It doesn't fucking matter, though. It doesn't fucking matter. She was 42. She was 42 when I was 22 at the time.
Is it Mac? You ain't had no girl when you went to Vegas. Like,
right. You just told on her. Like, oh, so that's what he did in Vegas.
If it was, okay.
That's why he couldn't answer.
I thought that stayed there. I don't know.
You're going to get a text later on tonight.
What happens in Vegas supposed to stay there, son?
Right. And he tell us secrets. That's why we're never going to
Vegas. The entire world knows now.
Hold on. First of all, I went, what? If you go to Vegas, I ain't going to snitch on nobody. I ain't
you just snitched on yourself over there.
That's sure as shit. The head from that 48-year-old white chick did not stay in Vegas.
Oh, that's
yo,
I was single at the time.
Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back.
I don't know how we talked about head in Vegas.
Right.
Bring it back. That got off the rails a little bit.
We got to white head at that.
And whitehead, no joke, bro.
Bring it back.
Make your knees hurt.
Bring it back, please.
Doing black history month.
So check it. In closing, Liam. Think that shit, but don't say that shit. I think we can all agree on that.
You're not being a hero.
Yeah, you are the villain.
Privilege is privilege.
But
you can't help yourself.
But before we was hearing about Liam, we had to endure this whack-ass Super Bowl.
It wasn't whack. It was a defensive. I love the game.
Well, here.
Speaking of white people that suck, let's talk about Tom Brady.
You're just a part of the Mile Sauce podcast, but ABC 7... clearly stated it was the CBS. Lowest rating. Okay,
in
them
10
two.
Years.
Lowest rating in 10 years.
Fake news.
No, real
if
news.
If it's not Fox,
you sound like
it's fake news.
Fucking GOP saying fake news. But anyway, well, I think one reason that the ratings were so low is because we wasn't really fucking with it.
Chicago had
no
interest.
No, you're talking about black people.
And black people.
Black people weren't fucking with
it. But that's a lie. There's a lot of black motherfuckers watching.
Yeah, because you've been watching all season.
I didn't watch it, motherfucker.
All season.
You ain't watched the Super Bowl?
Hell no. You tried to get me out several times. I said, fuck you.
Anyway.
You sellout. You anti-Kaepernick.
Hell yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
First of all, I'm with Cap.
If it was the Bears, you would be watching it. You wouldn't be spitting none of that at Q. So
he watched until
like
Parkey missed the kick while he was talking shit.
Because the Bears support Harold's Chicken.
They do not.
Anyway, we wasn't really messing with the Super Bowl. And then once we found out the lineup, and mind you, let me put out this quick disclaimer. I fucks with Travi, Big Boy, absolutely. And I fucks with Maroon 5 the long way.
The long way.
6-inch or 12-inch?
Chill.
You nasty as hell. You just like Jesse.
Nah, you light skinned as hell. Don't come with me with
just,
that.
Just like Jesse Similate.
That's just Jesse
Timberlake. But anyway, check it out. Because y'all.
Okay, my
y'all
bad.
On some other my shit.
Bad.
Cut it out. So, the lineup, them individually are great. Them all together, throw it in the trash, man.
You talking about the halftime show, by the way, which shows you the game fucking sucked.
The game did not suck.
The most exciting thing
about the game was the halftime show. The game was awful.
First of all, y'all don't know football. It was a great defensive scheme by two coaches, one by Wade Phillips.
Belichick was already ordering the champagne before it started.
It was a great defensive game.
Yeah. Bill Belichick proved that defense still wins championships in the era of the high-powered offense.
You mean Vic Fangio proved that? Because he didn't do shit but copy what the Bears did to the Rams. That's why we beat them.
It doesn't fucking matter, but the Patriots beat the Bears, right? So shut the fuck up.
It was 31 to what?
But didn't the Patriots
beat the Bears?
It was
a high-scoring game, motherfucker. Listen. We didn't score 3 points in a
Super
Bowl.
Listen, did the Bears beat the Rams? Did the Patriots beat the Rams? Patriots beat the Bears?
Not in the Super Bowl, bitch.
Doesn't matter.
85.
Where the Bears was at? At home, weak as hell, mad as hell, and they goofy said, white Jesus reigned again.
Fuck Tom Brady.
And he said
white
he got Jesus. Six more in him.
I hate.
He said it.
Of course he does.
He's going to play 10 more years.
Because he don't get fucking touch. His offensive line is like.
Great.
What the fuck?
No, the game plan be great. They get rid of the ball fast. When the pressure is there, he know how to move in the pocket instead of try to run.
Shake and bait, Ricky Bobby.
And he know how to just take the hit, get his ass down where it don't hurt.
That nigga the Michael
he's
Jordan
smart.
Of football, G.
Nah,
I don't know about all that.
Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, he the Floyd Mayweather of football.
No, Floyd went undefeated. He ain't undefeated. He ain't Michael or Floyd.
He's Michael Jordan.
Who beat them in Super Bowl?
He just Brady.
The Giants beat him
twice.
You
mean he's not LeBron?
And the Eagles just beat him last year.
Oh, boy.
He's more like LeBron.
Nah, fuck
but
LeBron.
He's won like more than LeBron. He's
the Kobe Bryant.
Don't yeah. talk about the GOAT like
there
that.
You go. He the Kobe. Kobe. He the Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe the greatest yeah, of all
yo,
time.
Yo, Eddie can come back anytime. Oh, he fucks with
LeBron ain't no fucking GOAT, so I don't yeah, know no. why. Yeah,
LeBron proved that in 16. Don't talk to me.
That's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about this bum-ass Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was trash, even though I didn't watch it.
Tom Brady sucks, ain't cheats. Let the Jets fan in the room say Tom Brady sucks, ain't cheats.
No, I'm just saying. I heard that's what everybody else
of,
said.
That's 2 out of 5.
I didn't watch it.
Mm-hmm. Why you didn't watch it, though? Because Kaepernick got paid by Nike. Does it fucking matter?
It yes. does. It's the it does not. It's the principality, it's Smokey.
People who didn't watch football, it was easy for them to stop watching.
If Cardi B can boycott football, fuck
but
it.
She was dancing with Robert Kraft. What the fuck are you talking about?
And she performed damn, she Saturday and made hella money.
And juking on Robert Kraft the over there. His thing couldn't even get up.
That before after he mouth kissed Tom Brady.
Hell no, he was like, I'm gonna fuck you up this white this black bitch.
He was right, Cardi B did do that shit.
Yeah, she was performing for other things. She just didn't do the Super Bowl
fucking
halftime.
Fucking sell
show.
Out too.
She didn't yeah. sell out.
They all nah. had to get
first
their
first of all, Akon,
I ain't mad at none of them. Gladys either. Get y'all
first
money.
First of all, Akon was shit. Like, why the fuck these black artists not performing at the Super Bowl? This is more exposure for you. That's your bread to do what you want to do for your community.
Nah.
They couldn't try to cut the lights
there's,
off.
There's principles. There's things. There's lines being drawn, and you can't cross that line no matter what the dollar amount is. Like, if you want to be out here like Chrisette Michelle and risk your career, go right ahead.
That's Donald now, Trump. That's Donald this is the Super Bowl. Worse. This is totally different.
If they you say tomato, I say tomato.
So, was you mad at Travis Scott? You ain't saying shit about that this whole time.
I mean, Travis is cool.
I don't care. He ain't shit
if,
to me.
What? If I, what? Heard, if, cold, I did, G, if I didn't hear Travis, if I didn't hear fuck. Travis again, would I care?
Y'all don't even listen to his music.
Probably not. No, Travis.
Travis dope as fuck.
Travis
G.
has good music for the club. I'm not like
yo,
oh,
Simi,
man,
that's my shit.
Me think, G. Like I'm not like that.
Okay, what about your long way, Maroon 5?
It, you know what?
They white, so they don't matter.
Hell no, they don't matter.
But
white is white. White is right. Nigga.
Look, even the commercials.
Uncle
weak.
Ruckus, what you over here talking?
This heard, was just weak. What's the commercial with all the football players?
That was the best commercial. So other than that, the game itself just keeps the football.
He's talking about defensive struggle. That's cool and all. But this is the Super Bowl. You should be able to put up more than 3 points, even in a defensive battle.
Well,
a defensive
Rams,
battle is 17-21.
The Rams
not
are
3-13.
Really
the defensive battle
is
17-21 in the modern NFL.
Let me ask you a question. Hold on. If you a defensive coordinator and you say I'm gonna hold a team to 13 points, what would you say? If you hold a team to 13 points, what would you say? I'm gonna win that fucking game.
That was a fantastic yeah. defensive effort. You should win.
But.
That.
It's a great defensive game. It's okay.
But the offense did not show up. And that was an embarrassment for the NFL. They
no, didn't what show you up think? I know you didn't watch the
I'm
game.
I'm just saying,
but
if
you
hold
think?
Tom Brady to 13 points,
you should
win that game.
But you only scored 3.
You
because
you
Belichick schemes
but you
for you
watch.
Because you have
thank
the greatest
you,
yeah, evil
but.
Genius
I
in
know
the world.
Score,
actually, it's a black man. It was, I think it's Flores. Brian Flores is a black defensive coordinator for the New England Patriots.
Belichick
he's the head coach of Miami now.
Yeah.
He get all his people jobs. But who else got people jobs? Todd McVay. Because he's an offensive genius and he didn't do shit in the Super Bowl.
Wait, Matt,
shit was
like
trash.
Like Nagy for the Bears. Okay.
Yeah. Nagy would have scored more than
no,
13
no, he wasn't.
Points.
His ass is at home.
Not with that quarterback.
Mitch is bitch. Mitch is a bitch.
He from Jersey, y'all. We gonna let that slide because he from Jersey.
Oh, why? Because you don't have an elite quarterback?
You have no quarterback.
Sam Darnold, baby.
Better than Mitch Trubisky.
He said Sam Darnold.
I'm not doing that
shut
again.
Shut the fuck
no.
up so I can segue.
We didn't.
Go ahead. We quietly talking so you can segue.
Quietly talking. No talking. So let's talk about something more interesting. The NBA trade deadline. That shit was crazy. Like, Nas, help me out with that. Because you actually watched it. I didn't get a chance to check that out.
I like what Philly did. They got Tobias Harris.
Mm-hmm.
I like what
Milwaukee
did. Got Nico. Toronto got upgrade. They got Gasol.
You heard what LeBron said?
No, but the East did good. But what LeBron say?
That's what he said. He said everybody in the East making moves because they ain't got to worry about me.
Damn,
where is
I
the lie? Where's the lie?
LeBron ain't shit for saying that.
Where's the lie?
It don't gotta be a lie.
Answer his question.
No, but they gotta worry about each other, though. That's why they made those moves.
Yeah, now the East is finally gonna be competitive.
You got four teams, four legitimate teams. It's good for them.
Yeah, they're gonna finally be competitive because they don't have the GOAT.
Oh my God! Stop my saying boy.
He not GOAT. The GOAT. He the third GOAT.
My boy,
the GOAT.
No,
it's Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, then it's LeBron James.
It's Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan.
No, it's Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James. I agree with that. I take that order. That's the order. That should be the order.
It's not though.
What's the order for you?
LeBron, Michael, Kobe.
How many finals wins he got? He's a white man. He's a white man now. He's not
well,
black.
Well, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
My black card has been revoked.
He made the statement. Let him support it.
Yeah, that's...
The stats back them up. LeBron has a better shooting percentage from two. LeBron has a better shooting percentage from three. LeBron has more rebounds. LeBron has more assists. LeBron does more of the game than Michael did. LeBron can defend better than Michael did.
What, the championship, my nigga?
That's a team achievement.
No, it's not.
He cannot defend better than Michael Jordan.
LeBron can defend all five positions. Michael Jordan can defend two.
Yeah, that's true.
Michael Jordan was defensive player of the year. How many does LeBron have?
Never. Not one.
How many positions?
So he can't be that goddamn
special. Can Michael Jordan guard a center?
No.
Can LeBron?
LeBron
guard Embiid?
The centers in his
can
era.
Embiid back LeBron down low?
Hey, yes.
No, he can't because LeBron is stronger.
Facts on facts.
That's facts, too.
How many Martells you in the
facts
head?
Facts on facts on facts.
What? LeBron is not stopping
how many,
no fucking Embiid.
How many
down
finals
low
LeBron went to? Nine total?
Straight. How many in a row?
Eight straight.
He could do
nine
all this
total
shit, but he only got, what, three titles?
But he going against the Golden State Warriors. Now,
again,
wait. Jordan never went against the Golden State
you're
Warriors.
You're judging
an individual
by its team achievement.
Okay, you made your argument. Can I make mine?
Go ahead. You've made this argument.
Who started the super teams? Who started it? Who was the first?
Michael Jordan.
LeBron was the first.
Michael Jordan, because the entire Bulls organization backed him up. The entire Bulls organization gave him all those pieces.
Wants to talk
he didn't
about
have
it
to go out and
nobody
seek them.
Nobody wants to talk
wait,
about
what
it.
Super
wait
team,
a minute.
Super team he had.
I don't know
Scottie
what super
Pippen,
team.
Dennis Rodman.
Okay.
Steve Kerr. Tony Kukoc.
So, that's, let me tell you what a super team is. A super team is when stars who had their own team and was the superstar on their own team joined another player.
So, Scottie Pippen's not a superstar?
Scottie Pippen never had his own team.
Dennis
Rodman is definitely not a superstar.
What?
But wait a minute. That's not my argument. You made your argument. Let me make mine. LeBron started this super team argument.
Rings for the motherfucking Detroit Pistons.
Rebounds.
Rebounds.
Hold up.
He's an all star.
LeBron started this super team business, right? So
no, he didn't.
Well, we for argument's sake, LeBron started this super team business.
When
he
started
Miami. It, right? And with his super team, he only won twice out of 4 years.
Okay.
And then he went to another super team and only won once.
What was the other
out of
super
4
team
years?
What was the other super team?
Wait
a
minute.
Calling Cleveland the super team? I'm going to
Kevin
laugh in
Love,
your face.
Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving, and LeBron was another
stop
super
it
team.
Kyrie Irving oh and Kevin. Kyrie Irving and LeBron.
What?
Kyrie Irving and LeBron.
Kevin Love and Chris Bosh was one in the same.
No, they weren't.
Kyrie
not
Irving and
Kevin
Wade
was
one in the same.
Miles better than Kevin Love.
My point
was Kevin
Miles
Love, not
better
the man in Minnesota.
In Minnesota.
In Minnesota. That's who else was in Minnesota?
I don't give a fuck. He was the number one.
Who else did he have?
He was the man, but he was not.
He was averaging fucking 25 and 12.
And what was their record? What were they doing?
But he was not the man. He was an all star.
Like
he was
AD
number one.
LeBron James.
He's trying to get that
if
motherfucker.
If one player
too
made led their team to the playoffs,
exactly,
then they are a superstar. And if you join force,
let me ask you a question. What did Jordan do in the '80s?
Wait, when he didn't have Pippen and Rodman,
when he got his ass swept.
When he didn't,
LeBron James
the
didn't
super
get
team
swept.
What are you talking about?
LeBron did get swept in the finals.
LeBron never got swept in the earlier rounds. LeBron doesn't lose.
Jordan got swept twice.
From being
but
in the finals.
What the fuck are you talking about? In the '80s, Jordan was cold. I ain't gonna lie, Jordan was
wait
the man in the '80s.
Michael Jordan didn't get good
that
until
swept
Scottie Pippen and Phil Jackson.
Thank you.
Okay, we're not agreeing right, that right you still need a whole.
But let's bring it. Let's bring it back to 2019. not the '80s. Let's bring it back to 2019.
You warned me I was gonna get baited
the reason,
into this.
Yeah,
you
I mean,
me 100%
this
was, I was gonna
this
get
was
baited
a very
into
heated debate.
What did I?
This is why I Dennis Rodman was a superstar.
My disclaimer was, let's try not to talk over each other because I knew once we got to this moment,
he don't know how to shut the fuck up and let people make points because he know the points is going to be lost. Because LeBron because ain't you don't no fucking goat.
How you create
a super team, but then your super team lose in the finals twice.
Now I'm bringing it back to 2019, so we're going to dead
right.
it.
You're right. Yeah. 2019.
Milwaukee, the Eastern Conference did good.
The Eastern Conference did good, but LeBron's statement they still lost. Holds true. Who lost?
The Lakers.
Yeah.
Because they did not get Anthony Davis.
There's no way they were going to get him, though.
Yeah, it wasn't going to happen.
It was never going to happen this year.
But they didn't make no big moves. No move.
They got rid of Michael Beasley. That was a good move.
Yeah.
And they gave rid of the center that was actually pretty good. That was actually promising.
But they got Tyson and McGee. Zubac? So they
got rid of Zubac?
Yeah. Yeah, Zubac. Wait, really? Gone, yeah.
But they got a shooter. They added some dude who can shoot.
Fuck a shooter. You got rid of Zubac, though.
Yeah, they have no.
But they got Tyson. That's the big no, they got Tyson and McGee. They got both of them. Like, so they got two centers.
I'm going to make this statement. I don't give a fuck. His age is taking over his head right now.
Who, LeBron?
No, Magic Johnson's age is taking over his head. AIDS. He don't know what the fuck he doing right now.
His age or AIDS?
I thought he said AIDS.
His HIV is taking over his brain right now.
I'd say he's not that old.
No, his HIV is taking over his brain. You gonna get rid of Zubac?
I don't think it works.
Oh, let's go this shit, because what the fuck is going on?
Lakers still finna make the playoffs, though.
Now, I give you this. If LeBron can try to be a GOAT, he gonna win two out of these 4 years. If he can pull two championships out of L.A., he a GOAT. He a GOAT candidate.
He's gonna get at least one.
He a GOAT candidate.
Okay, hold on, wait. What if he get Anthony Davis?
Even if he get AD to go to three different teams and win a championship, that's GOAT shit.
Mark my words. AD going to the Clippers, Kawhi going to the Clippers, and KD going to the Clippers. Because Clippers got three max players they could sign on a max fucking deal because they got rid of Tobias Harris.
That's a super team.
Who?
AD is going to the Clippers.
Oh, if.
No, listen. AD is going to the Clippers. Kawhi is going to the Clippers. And KD is going to the Clippers.
That ain't happening.
They got three max players they could sign because they got rid of Tobias Harris' contract.
Kyrie Irving, a free agent, too.
No, I'm trying to tell you what's going to happen. And once the Clippers get this team,
that ain't gonna happen.
LA no more. LA Lakers. It's gonna be LA Clippers, my nigga.
That ain't gonna happen.
Watch. You'll see.
Kyrie going to LA to play with LeBron again.
The Clippers got a better record than LA. Well, we ain't talking about super teams
no more. I'm still banging on KD coming to New York.
That shit ain't gonna happen either. He coming to New York, all right. Brooklyn, New York. He ain't going to the Knicks.
That's the only way he coming to New York.
Even in Brooklyn, he would not last in the New York media.
He too thin skinned.
He's in Golden State with how soft he is with the media about how much he can't handle that.
Yeah.
The New York media will eat him alive.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's not a good look for him. But anyway, so I want y'all to hear this video before we start talking about it, because the shit is just crazy.
Mom.
What?
Talk to you.
Drew
came in my room again.
What?
He came in my room.
Here we go with this tea. Well, I mean, okay, he came in your room, then what? Then what?
He touched me.
Touch you how? How the fuck did he touch you now, Chi? Like, I'm really, for real, at this point, you really starting to get on my motherfucking nerves. Like, he is a good man. Here you go with this same bullshit. I thought we had this fucking conversation already. I don't even want to fucking do this shit no more. So what else? What did you want to tell him? Tell him. He touched you. What did you do? What did you do for him to touch you?
I didn't do anything. I was asleep. It was after y'all came back from the club.
You know what? Your dumb ass, every time I look up, you got so last night when me and him came from the club, he came in your room last night. What did you do? What did you do?
I was asleep.
Okay, and then he did what? What the fuck did he do? What did he do, Chi?
He touched me.
Touched you where?
Touched me in the wrong places.
I'm sick of this bullshit. For real. This is a good motherfucking man. Sick. You run around all day in motherfucking booty shorts. What the fuck was you doing when he came over here and he came out the room?
Why are you mad at me? It's your boyfriend.
You're my motherfucking daughter. You trying to take my motherfucking man. That's a problem.
Alright, so as you just heard, this mom's is bugging, yo. Like, I don't know what's wrong with her, because if my daughter ever brought something like that to me, I would be like, what do you mean again? Like, there would even be no chance for an again. Like, it would be like, oh yeah, yeah, it's done. Like, I'm going to handle that shit. But her mom was like discrediting her, saying that, oh, you out here trying to take my man. Like, what's that about?
Yeah, that's sad. And it's even sad because she's not the only one that goes through that. It's a lot of black females that have to deal with that type of shit. With their mother, they are so blind to what's going on in the household, or they're so content with this guy, whoever the fuck he is, they'll overlook shit like that to keep a man or whatever he's doing, provide for
being
them.
Alone.
It's sad,
that's what
man.
That's what it really sounds like. It sounds like she's talking out of fear.
Yeah, the fear of a, you know what he's doing.
It's,
I mean,
like, because she kept going like, oh, he a good man. He a good man. I'm like, nah, he foul.
You walk around in boy shorts all the time.
She was trying to put it on her.
Yeah, like discredit her daughter and shit. And I'm like.
And they don't say the girl's age, but it's pretty clear that she's like a teenager.
Like a teenager,
girl.
Yeah. I would definitely say young. High school.
And it was like factual. She was like, when y'all came in from the club, he came in my room, and she like, so he came in from the club, what you do? Like, she didn't even dispute that, yeah, they went to the club.
And yeah, he
was next
to me.
And she probably went and laid her ass down in the bed. She's just like, what was you doing?
Wait, I'm confused now. Now, I saw the video and I listened to the video. So, is the girl of age?
No, she's a teenager, clearly. They don't say how old she is, but if you just listen to her, she like, mom.
18, 19? That's a
no,
teenager.
No, she sound like high schooler.
18, minor.
Yeah, minor.
Okay. Because they say he went to the club and then.
No, the parents went to the club.
Okay.
And when the parents came back from the club, he came in the girl's room and touched her where she wasn't supposed to be touched. And she like, what the fuck do you mean? Nah, nah, nah. You trying to steal my man.
So
yeah, be a good man.
So I had an issue with this. I had an issue with this. Now, when you was talking to Q, you said again, or Kels was talking, they said again. Now, that's a fucking problem.
That was the first thing the mama said. Here you go again with
that's
this shit.
That's a fucking problem. Because the first time you should have addressed that shit to that nigga, or you should have called the cops and had an investigation happen.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Then, if it kept going on and the girl kept saying something to her mom, why the fuck the girl didn't call the cops on this nigga that's...
Because, now, I can't blame the girl.
I'm not blaming the girl. I'm saying she should have...
At
this point... If the mom not helping you, if your parents not helping you, you should call the authorities, the proper authorities, to help you.
The only reason I would dispute that is because as a kid, you feed off your parent. Even though you may not be liking what they're telling you, you don't want to endanger your parent. So if your parent is like,
you know your mom ain't shit,
don't say nothing, or accusing you.
But that's all she got.
Right.
You know your mom ain't shit.
But that's all she
but
got.
But that's all she got. So if she called the police, her mama gonna be in trouble as well.
But guess
as
what?
Him.
Then you put yourself. Listen.
But she a kid. She don't think like an adult. So you can't expect a kid to make
that
decision.
She's smart enough to video record her mom. Why she not smart
that's
enough to video
social
record
media
the nigga?
Is everything. Because
they got her. Pockets of intelligence, nigga. But they don't have that grand
y'all go
scheme.
This pocket shit again.
But even then, how she gonna record him up? He in her room. She gonna get up and get the phone and start recording the shit.
No, she could set
Stop
some shit up
me for a second.
Yeah.
So
first of all,
record
if you wanna set somebody up, you can set somebody up if you fucking wanted to.
If she set him up, now she loses validity. They gonna look at her like you entrapped him into this situation.
You can stage a camera in there, but nigga drunk, like, okay, watch this, y'all. Just down whatever.
She knew he was coming in that night, huh?
I'm just saying, if
she just knew she was gonna get assaulted.
No, you can set something up. Or even if she did talk to her mom, if her mom said, basically, what the fuck going on? You could go to proper authority. Why
she
go to authority?
That is her going proper authority.
That's not going.
How did this conversation?
If she goes
her,
live, everybody can see.
It's not about I'm just saying, I sympathize with the victim. I really do sympathize with the victim. Because you said
like
again.
But
what I'm saying is, the first time the mom should have checked the nigga, and should have checked her, like, what's fucking going on?
So let me ask you this. If you've been brought up, what happens in this house, stay in this house, right? That's just a normal saying, right? But she put it online, so she knew other people would see. This is
so she's
her.
Smart enough to put it online.
Right.
She's smart enough.
This
to
is her
the
telling
authorities.
The police. This is her telling somebody who could possibly help her.
Listen
she can't physically go do that. But what she
here.
Can
she's
do
not,
is
she's not
bring
to
pressure
set it up
from
so that some dude can molest her.
I don't
her
want.
When,
I'm not saying.
First of all, I didn't say that.
I didn't want nobody to molest her. What I'm saying is, if she's smart enough to go to social fucking media, she's smart enough to go to the proper authorities.
Ignore who's on social media. One of her friends could see that post. One of her family members could see that post and be like, what the fuck you got going on over there? Why you letting that happen to that girl? Or the police can see that post and be like, I'm finna investigate this because a girl posted this and it's on BET website. So at this point now, it's probably being investigated.
A lot of it too is like, it's very much like depending on how old she is, authorities might not believe her. Like, there's a fear that, like, oh, if I tell, like, a cop, he's not going to believe me.
Her own mama talking like she don't believe her.
But if it's a black dude, listen, I'm saying, if it's a black dude basically getting accused of rape, they would jump, the authorities would jump on this shit. What I'm saying is, listen, what I'm saying.
He said
what,
a black dude got accused.
It was a rape. They would love to jump on this shit. What I'm saying is, if the young girl, I sympathize for her if she was getting touched on. That's some foul fucking shit. What I'm saying is, if this keep happening to you, you should go to the proper authorities. Fuck what your mama say. You go to the proper authorities instead of putting on fucking social media. Because guess what? If you put on social media, people gonna have their fucking opinions. They like might not even believe you.
Think like a kid though. A kid is gonna cry for help.
What's a kid? What's a kid in your mind?
A kid is a teenager who don't understand.
No. What's a kid in your mind? A teenager? What teen? What age?
You could be a grown kid if you living with your parents and your mind.
It's 35 year old niggas living with their parents. Okay. What are you talking about?
And some people that's grown is kids, but we not talking about that. We talking about the mentality. You just blew my point.
Grown ass niggas as kids mentality.
This girl is clearly a teenager though. So you talking about how old she is and what she shoulda and coulda did. You not focusing on what she actually did. What she actually did was cry out for help.
Exactly.
And her mama didn't help her. Listen.
No, but she didn't cry to just her mama. By recording it, exactly. That was a cry to help to everybody. Exactly. Who
sending
can
it out
possibly,
on social media is the way to say, guys, cry. I'm in a really shitty situation. Somebody help me.
Because I told my mom doesn't believe me.
You're seeing now that my mother doesn't believe me. Listen, I need help. Somebody out there in the
ether. So what the fuck social media gonna do? Because you could go straight to the authorities and say, look, this man been touching me and my mama not believing me. The proper authorities will basically do an investigation.
I guarantee that's happening now.
Right now, because BET.com had this story.
I agree.
If it's on BET, the police are investigating.
Okay, guess what? It's a he say, she say moment with the social media shit, right? So even with the authority shit. So, oh, he touching me and this, that, whatever. I put it on social media. Guess what's going to fucking happen? What a proof at that he's touching you? Is he doing sexual intercourse with you or he touching your pussy? Because now what's going to happen is they're going to do a DNA test. If he's not doing no sexual intercourse with you, the case will get fucking dropped.
You know what's happening? There's a case.
Exactly.
There was no case until she opened this up. The first thing you said out your mouth was why she didn't call the police. She did just call the police because now there's an investigation. Now she can feel comfortable and not scared.
She called the police or she went on social media? No. First of all, if her mother didn't fucking believe her, this is what any sexual assault victim, male or female, I'm saying is, fuck social media. Go to the proper authorities. Somebody fucking with you.
If the proper authorities tell you, I need proof. If your own mama say,
I need proof.
No, the own mama didn't even say she needed proof. Her own mama said, you brought this on yourself.
Take the fucking video to the authorities. Don't have to put it on fucking social media.
But that's probably what happened.
Oh my God, that's some stupid shit though.
What other way you got to record? Who thinking in their mind?
Listen, what I'm saying.
Let me go to my camera and just record.
Q. You
she
just
went
said,
to Instagram because that's probably the easiest
you
way to do this.
You Instagram video your mama, right? You take that evidence to the authorities. Like, look, my mom don't believe me that this man been sexually assaulting me. And she said, again, you come with these allegations. Look, authorities. Look, this the video. I'm gonna forward it to you. Yeah. You don't have to go on social fucking media. You just trying to get clout at that fucking point.
It's not about clout.
Man, whatever, G.
She is a little girl. Why you ignoring
I
the
have
fact that
people
she is
in my fucking family
girl.
Getting sexually assaulted. That's really
and
hitting
everybody
to me.
Handles and shit differently.
It does. I'm like I said, I sympathize with the victim. What I'm saying is, I have people that got sexually assaulted in my family. They went to the proper authority. That shit got fucking handled. But if you go on social media for the first part,
this
news, everything we read about this, they don't have her identity out. This is a case that's being investigated. It's not a joke. She didn't put it out and say, I'm such and such, and this is happening.
This is fucking clout, G. If you're really getting sexually assaulted, go to the proper authorities. That's I don't give a fuck. That's, what did you put on social media for? Bro,
you we just did a whole episode about
R. Kelly, about right?
About sexual assault and how it fucks with people's head and how people handle shit differently. So for you to sit here and say that it should be handled this one way and this one way only, when we all
can
in this
I ask
room,
you a question?
Wait.
So we if you all, get sexually assaulted, would you put on social media?
We all in this room know that the police will look you in your face and say, "I can't help you."
You get that shit going?
How many times somebody went to the police and they could not get help?
Listen,
you know
that shit with social
so
media.
Your story and your you saying go to the police don't mean shit.
Listen,
I need more than the police.
Hold on, listen, I'm saying.
Period.
We did go on that video and on Facebook. I saw it on Facebook. If you look at the fucking comments, what the fuck the girl do? Why she wearing booty shorts? It's women under there condemning a victim. So what is you talking about? So
exactly.
What I'm saying,
this
what
is
I'm,
why she recorded it.
No, what I'm saying is go to the proper authorities. Fuck Facebook, fuck social media.
If people saying this who not the authorities, but authorities are regular people, what do you think the authorities will say? They will say the same shit other people say. Where's the evidence? Why are you walking around? How many people in power, police in power, look at sexual assault as a joke?
But listen to what I'm saying, though.
If it wasn't for a Me Too movement, we wouldn't even be thinking like we thinking right now.
The Me Too movement is bullshit any fucking way. What I'm saying is, delete that part because the Me Too movement, only people getting condemned in the Me Too movement is black men, period.
That is not true.
That is fucking true because Harvey Weinstein got acquitted. What are you talking about? There's no federal charges against Harvey Weinstein. There's no federal charges against these white men that's doing fucking wrong to these so-called actors and actresses. This is fucking true. Bill Cosby in jail right now. R. Kelly getting condemned on Lifetime, not CBS, not MSNBC. What I'm saying is, you need fucking evidence against these people. What I'm saying is, go to the proper authorities if you're getting sexually assaulted.
Her mother corroborated her story.
Yeah.
She said, oh, here you go with this again.
That's what I'm saying. Go to the proper authorities with the video instead of going on social media.
Because that was her proof for not only the proper authorities, but also for us. So when we see it, there's no, oh, well.
So what about
ever,
this story?
There's no, oh, have you ever talked to your mom about this? There's no he say, she say.
Because it's right here. Happened.
It's a conversation that the mother doesn't know about, so it's genuine.
And you know what story?
Public opinion
you know
is
stories
way
out
more
there?
Important
Listen,
than a court
hold on. You know what stories out there that these young girls, I didn't say all young girls, or young men, whoever the fuck it is fucking with the significant other of their parents.
But
so what is you
that
talking
has nothing
about?
To do with this case. You bringing in a whole bunch of shit as if you the defense lawyer for this.
Go
rapist.
To the proper like, authorities. That's what the whole purpose is. Go to the authorities.
But
fuck
nothing,
social media.
There's nothing that says she didn't go to the proper authorities first and then put it on social media.
If she was a proper authority, why'd she go on social media?
Extra
to get further
evidence. There's extra evidence. There's extra people that can come back and corroborate.
So you
and
mean
say,
that
like,
evidence
she,
is admissible?
Just
that don't make fucking sense to me.
Just speculation. Say she went to the authorities and
right.
She showed this video, and then she posted it on Instagram as she was at the police station reporting it. Now she also has those people that can comment and say, "Oh, hey, this guy screwed with me too. Now I can say he did this." It's like it puts the story out there. It's getting ahead of the
But if you
news,
don't have no proper evidence, what I'm saying is if you don't have no proper evidence,
that
these
video
people.
Is the evidence. That video, the fact that the mother corroborated it and said this is happening again proves that it has happened.
Do you
got
the man
time.
Touching you? What I'm saying is, do you got the man touching you? Do you got the man doing all these crazy things or saying this shit? No. So if you do, I'm saying, if you do have this shit on social media, what I'm saying, at least you went to the proper authorities to basically have an investigation. But what I'm saying is, if she was smart enough to record her mom, she's smart enough to put a hidden camera up in her fucking room for at least some weeks for this man to come in there and touch her, this down, whatever. I'm not saying try to entrap the man. What I'm saying is, this man has been touching her for numerous
like
times. You can set up a fucking camera.
That's it sounds like you watch
saying.
Too much TV,
no,
100%,
bro. That's true. That's true.
That's
100%.
All I'm fucking saying.
However, a video of your mother right on your phone can be a very spur of the moment decision. It's like, well, I'm talking to her about it. I just I'm finna go like talk I need to her. Get this out here. She I said, need some kind of thing here. Here, mom, I'm doing this. I'm
but the mom said, this. I want to hit this shit again. So that means it's happened numerous of times. What I'm saying is, if it happened numerous of times, set a fucking hidden camera up in your room so this man could get caught. That's all I'm fucking saying. Instead of trying to catch your mom up for some clout.
I'll say this and I'm done. What you ignoring is that she's a teenage girl. So let me just say this. She could be, I told my mama, and you ain't gonna believe how my mama reacted. And her friend was like, what? Your mama said that? And she was like, yeah, I'm gonna ask her again. I'm gonna record it this time. Like, you thinking real deep about a situation, you ignore she is a teenage girl.
14-year-old girls aren't spies,
I'm finna set up a hidden camera and catch this man assault me. She like, you ain't gonna believe my mama don't even believe me. She hurt by the fact that her mama didn't believe her. That's traumatic. If you told your mama you got assaulted and your mama look at you and say, you a lie, or why you saying this about him, or you trying to take my man.
People need fucking proof. It's a he say, she say shit.
I'm just saying, you ignoring, you going bigger than what a teenage mind can think sometimes.
What?
That's all
teenage minds are fucking smart. What are you talking about?
I'm done. I just wanted to say that. I'm through.
I don't think the mother wanted proof, but tonight I'm questioning our friendship, sir. You talk about knocking the wind out of females tonight.
Which one you talking about?
This nigga right here.
Okay. I ain't knocking the wind out of females. I never said that.
You was knocking the wind out of females. You corroborated laying down bitches tonight.
Yeah.
Then you nothing to hit me. Liam Neeson.
No one's gonna hit me for no reason. Fuck that. I'm suplexing your ass on the table.
And I will kill you.
I have a special set of skills.
You agree with that nigga?
I will find you.
Right. You heard women. That's your skill.
Saying he can kill random black motherfuckers.
But y'all hear what I said about the mom. I said the mom should have checked that shit from jump. The mom is wrong for not checking that shit up jump. But she said again? Come on now, that's something fucking wrong, boy. What I'm saying is...
Something wrong with the mother, yes. You
the
are.
Mother
is
the problem. 100%.
Yeah.
She the biggest problem.
That's the mom's problem.
Nah, the dude is the biggest
problem. She should be walking around with booty shorts, though.
Yo.
That's a kill topic.
But it, yeah, that's, yeah.
That's a second topic. Yes.
But anyway, this has been another interesting episode of Mild Sauce. Please remember to subscribe, like, rate, and review us. Follow us on social media. You can follow us on the gram at Mild Sauce Pod. Follow us on Facebook at Mild Sauce Podcast, Twitter at Mild Sauce Pod as well. As always, thank you for listening, and this is Mild Sauce out.